Hello, welcome to this session on Visual Studio 2010 Service Pack 1. I will illustrate how to create SharePoint 2010 unit tests with Visual Studio 2010. I'm Serge Luca, Belgian SharePoint MVP. So what Visual Studio 2010 Service Pack 1, which is at the moment is in beta, provide is a much better interaction with SharePoint 2010, among others. For instance, we can use IntelliTrace, which is a kind of historical debugger with SharePoint 2010, and we can generate unit tests thanks to a new support for .NET Framework 2.5 for SharePoint 2010. There are many other features that Visual Studio 2010 Service Pack 1 provide. I will illustrate IntelliTrace in another webcast. So let's demonstrate the unit test support for SharePoint. So to do this, I will create a very, very basic SharePoint project. So let's start by launching Visual Studio. I will create a new empty solution. Let's call that SharePoint Unit Test Demo. Now let's add a new SharePoint project, SharePoint 2010 project. Let's select the empty SharePoint project template. Let's select a farm solution, for instance, doesn't matter. And in this project, I will add a new class. C-sharp class. Let's name it SharePoint Utils. It's better if the class is public. And let's provide a new static function, getCiteName. So this function will get a URL as parameter and will return a SharePoint website title as a string. So let's create a new SP site. So here I'm using the SharePoint 2010 object model. Let's resolve this. And now let's grab the associated SP web. Okay, and basically I will return the SP web title property. Okay, that's enough. Now, if you want to test this, just right click on the function name and select the Create Unit Test menu item. Select the function you want to test. So I want to test this one. Okay, get site name in this class name, this namespace is project. So a new project, test project, will be generated. Let's name it SharePoint Test. It's very creative today. Create. And now, let's take a look at the generated code. So a test class function has been generated here. And down below, you'll find my getCiteName test function, decorated with test method attribute, which is ready to test your code. So I need to provide a website, SharePoint website URL as a parameter, so it's this one. So let's provide this as a URL, so each parameter has been provided in the test function. So the expected result is my website title, so I think it's Redwood, lowercase Redwood. I have to double check that. Okay, so assert function has been provided, assert are equal. Let's double check, yes, it's Redwood, good. And now, let's reorganize that. Let's make sure that the active test settings is okay, so let's select this one, local test settings. And I need to make sure that the host is a 60-bit host because my SharePoint 29 code is only 60-bit. So for test to run in 64 bits. Apply. Good. But this is very important. Also, don't forget that the test project must be based on the .NET Framework 2.5. Okay, we go. This one is 3.5 by default. And CPU is any CPU. So it should work with the 64 bits. Now, we can test this. We can test the test by clicking this, tests or run test in current context, or run all text in solution if you want. So let's do that. And down below here, you'll see the progress result shows that the test passed. So that's very interesting. If you want, you can also debug your unit tests. That's pretty straightforward. So let's set a breakpoint. Let's run debug tests in current context. And you will hit your breakpoint. On the right side, you will see that IntelliTrace is active. You can even make use of IntelliTrace. We'll get back to this later. So, okay, let's go. Let's call getSiteName function. It'll take a while. If you use IntelliTrace, you will see all the SharePoint call, store procedures, and so on. So, okay, that works. And actually, it's Redwood, so that's okay. You see here, that's IntelliTrace, so if you switch to ColdView, you can get all the events that have been triggered in the past, so it's a kind of historical debugger. So I've been through this all this whole procedure, for instance. So I can get back to the previous call if I want, and I can even analyze the previous parameter. So it's kind of, yes, it's really an historical debugger. Okay, that's it. Thank you.